In a development in the Tarrant case, the Christchurch mosque alleged shooter, Corrections has admitted tonight it made a mistake allowing the alleged Christchurch shooter to send a letter from prison. Yesterday, a post appeared on a 4chan thread. Now, 4chan is famous for controversial comments, and the post was from a man who said he lived in Russia. He said he sent a letter to the alleged gunman 2 months ago and had finally got a response. The gunman's letter was 6 pages long and dated July 4. Corrections declined to be interviewed tonight but says by law it is required to manage prisoners in accordance with the provisions set out in the Corrections Act 2004. It says in accordance with section 108 of the Act, a prison director can only withhold a prisoner's mail in a very limited range of circumstances. Some letters have been withheld. Corrections says on review, it acknowledges the letter should been have withheld, and it has made changes to the management of the prisoner's mail to ensure that our robust processes are as effective as we need them to be. In a statement, the Minister of Corrections, Calvin Davis, says we have never had to manage a prisoner like this before. And I have asked questions around whether our laws are now fit for purpose and asked for advice on what changes we may now need to make. I know a lot of New Zealanders will be surprised to hear that this offender is allowed to send and receive mail. But there are rights every prisoner has under the law as it stands. Corrections do have the right to withhold correspondence in accordance with the Act, and they have used this power to withhold some correspondence the prisoner has attempted to send and some he was to receive. And the Corrections Minister goes on to say, I do not believe that Corrections should have allowed this letter to be sent, and he has sought assurances from them that there will be an enhanced process from now on. Calvin Davis says, I have made myself clear that this cannot happen again. The head of the Islamic Women's Council, Anjum Rahman, joins us now. Good evening. What is your reaction to this news?
I'd also say that I'm really disappointed. I think that this is a level of crime that hasn't been seen in New Zealand at this level for a long, long time. And the normal restrictions or lack of restrictions you might have on prisoners.
Obviously, there is a court process underway and we need to respect that. The other issue raised by both the Minister for Corrections and the Department of Corrections is that, like it or not, this accused has legal rights. And so he does have the right to receive some correspondence and to send some correspondence. Shouldn't he be allowed to exercise those rights?
I think he should be allowed to exercise rights to contact his family members, to contact his lawyers and to receive any correspondence. I think he should be allowed to seek personal support if he is dealing with mental health issues. I think he should be allowed to correspond with health professionals. But beyond that, I think that care needs to be taken. And I think that it is incumbent on the New Zealand government to make sure that not just New Zealanders, but people in other countries are safe.
Are you wanting to talk directly to the Minister of Corrections about this, and will you try to have a meeting?
Yes, I'd be very willing to meet with the Minister of Corrections to put forward our concerns. I understand from what you've said on Checkpoint that he is taking the matter seriously, but I'm perfectly, and I'm sure there will be others from our community willing to meet with the Minister and to give our advice and put forward our concerns regarding this matter.
Have you seen the contents of the letter?
I haven't had time to read it in full. I'm sorry.
Have you spoken to any other families in terms of their reaction and concerns about it?
So the families, many of them at the moment, are still overseas. They have been travelling to Mecca and performing the Hajj, and they will not have returned yet, a large number of them.
Really appreciate your time this evening. That's the head of the Islamic Women's Council, Anjum Rahman, speaking there on this revelation that the alleged Christchurch shooter has been able to send a letter from prison, and that letter has now apparently surfaced on the web.